As I mentioned, we are now starting this whole section, which is dedicated to the mystery of the Eucharist and this very ample discourse of Jesus on the bread of life. The basic event is told about the same in all the Gospels. Matthew and Mark have another multiplication of the loaves where there's 4,000. And, it could happen that he did it more than once, of course. Or it could be that there were two versions of the story and they both came down in tradition. Two ways of interpreting this event, this gesture of Jesus. I was thinking this morning, when Jesus, the Word of God, was providing the people with manna, he was thinking of us and of the Eucharist. And that manna, mysterious as it is, that fed the people in the desert, was his sign and promise, I will give you more than this. And this Eucharist is a sign and promise, I'll give you more than this. You will feed on me in your spirit forever. And to think of our Lord, think of the Word of God, knowing that, disposing the life of Israel in a way that would prophesy that and help people understand his next prophecy here, where he prophesies how he is going to take care of his people until the end of time. And John, of course, is the clearest, I think. He expresses himself more clearly because he has this long, almost 50-verse discourse of Jesus about the bread of life. Today we have the event itself. And you know, we've talked about this before. Say the rosary today, you know, and meditate on this. Let this act of God made man come into your spirit. Let it be something that is impressed on you. This act of compassion on a simple level, just like the changing of the water into wine to save a poor family the shame of not being able to provide for their guests. But at the same time, declaring the new law is beginning now in a beautiful, symbolic way. So here, he sees all these people coming. And he says to Philip, where can we buy enough food for these to eat? He was trying to get Philip to stretch. He was testing him. He knew what he was going to do. Philip said, 200 days' wages would not be enough for each of them to have a little. How are we going to feed this crowd? One of his disciples, Andrew, one of the first called, according to John, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, well, there's a boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Well, what good is that? Jesus said, have the people recline. And there was a lot of grass there because it's Passover time. And so at the Feast of Passover, when all the people are commemorating the liberation from Egypt, the journey through the desert, and all the rest, Jesus breaks this bread. Now what is he saying? He's saying, I am Moses, and I am more than Moses. And the people got it. This must be the prophet. The prophet from Deuteronomy 18. Famous, you know, reality in God's people. In Deuteronomy 18, Moses is giving instructions about false prophets. And don't listen to them. But the Lord will raise up for among your brothers a prophet like me. Now, you can read that one of two ways. The Lord will start raising up prophets, you know, a prophet like me every once in a while, sort of a thing. But they also took it, the Lord will raise up sometime a prophet like me. And that's the one they're looking for. That's one of the ways they expressed their messianic desire. And so, you see, when the people saw the sign he had done, they said, this is truly the prophet, the one like Moses, the one who is to come into the world to set us free from the Romans. Just as Moses freed us from the Egyptians and got us out of the land, so the new prophet will free us from the Romans and drive them out of our land. And they wanted to make him a king. And Jesus, seeing that, went up to the mountain to pray. Told the disciples, get out of here. It's a gentle way to deal with that situation. Now we're going to have, as you know, tomorrow we'll hear about how our Lord walked on the water. And then how the next day, how the crowd comes over to him. And then this long discourse on the bread of life. Which is a discourse on God's generosity and our faith. We eat Christ by faith. Or we don't have contact with him at all. You see why? We come together, there's music, there's the Word of God, there's a sermon, to prepare us once again to have a faith that's alive. That faith grows, even if there's no feeling, that faith grows into awe if we obey the Lord day by day. And help him prepare us for this gift. So we have this gesture. You know, he took the bread, he broke it, he said, give it out. There were about 5,000 people there. Quite a bit. They all had food. Do you see what he's saying? I can provide for you every moment of the day and night. I can provide for the whole world when they enter my church. When my church consists of 6 billion people in this world, I can provide for you all. I will give you the fruit of the act of love in which I died. I will feed you on my body and blood. I will invite you to have the joy of living like I do, and giving your whole being to the Father for the sake of the world. And so we begin today to start to open and enter into the mystery of the Eucharist.